Morning Pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. Those of you who got a newsletter saying that Brooks Kubik was going to actually be on at noon, that was a mistake. Brooks will be on at 1 today talking about abbreviated strength training. The first hour, we're going to have Dr. Peter Rouse on, and we're going to be talking about this, the last episode, the last installment of the epigenetics seminar that we'll be discussing today. Peter, welcome back to the show. You were just on yesterday interviewing me. Today I'll be interviewing you.
In the morning to you, Carl. How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, before we get started, I have to say I'm kind of excited today because moments before this show started, I received a phone call from my family farmer, and he alerted me that he has 2 gallons of fresh colostrum for me. They just had a cow give birth yesterday. And he gives the first day colostrum to the calf and the second day colostrum to me and another individual who buys it. So I have 2 gallons of fresh colostrum to pick up later today. Isn't that exciting?
That's good stuff, too. I actually do use that myself.
It requires a certain palatability because it is very fatty tasting and it's very gamey tasting. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I actually don't use the fresh. I use a one from New Zealand, which comes in a powdered form.
Okay. This comes right out of the cow's udder into the container, and I drink it just, and it's the same color as eggnog.
I actually have seen it though.
But it's got a gamey taste. It requires, you have to want to drink it enough to drink it, because it's not like raw milk that tastes sweet and tasty. It's very fatty. And it is very gamey tasting, but it's loaded with growth factors and immunoglobulins that are just through the roof. So I love this stuff. So there you go.
How do you find it? I mean, when you use it, do you find any difference at the time?
Yes, I do.
I think it's more vaginal.
My allergies don't bother me as much when I use it. I noticed
you heard that.
Yeah, my I have like a post nasal drip and some sort of allergic reaction to certain molds, and I notice that my allergies don't bother me when I use it. Also, I definitely feel like I recover faster when I use it. And there is evidence that the growth factors in colostrum are carried by certain transporter enzymes, so they can enter the gut easily, so you do absorb them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay, so we're going to be covering epigenetics part 4 today. This is kind of a summary show, correct?
Well, actually, I've got a few more supplements and nutrients we can actually cover if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So that we kind of expand on that and also maybe give them an idea how to kind of implement this into a program.
Right. And again, for those of you just tuning in, Brooks Kubik will be on at 1 o'clock, not noon. So stay tuned. We've got a great show today. There's going to be a great 2-hour show. Why don't we start out with some of the supplements that we missed in the last installment of supplements that affect us genetically?
Well, you know, just to revise a little bit on what we were talking about last time, you know, major factors involved in aging, and that's your oxidation, inflammation, glycation,
methylation,
yeah. Or more so abnormal methylation and DNA repair.
Right.
Okay. So anybody wants information on that, we did that in the last show, and we can expand on that. The reason I bring that up is because it's related to the supplements we're actually going to be talking about and their function and how they actually work in the body. Hope you can't hear the car horn, can you?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not distracting. Don't worry about
Someone's alarm's going off here.
Yeah.
I'm actually at the gym at the moment, so
okay.
You might be a bit of noise in the background later.
No, that's quite all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so I mean, the first one we're going to look at, carrying on from where we were last time, you know, this is a controversial one, I guess, nowadays, because a lot of people are kind of up in arms about your omega-3. You know, are you taking too much? Are you taking too little? and people can't really make up their minds, but you know, they don't realize that omega-3 actually works at several levels with the DNA, in both in signaling and transcription. So, you know, this is can be very important, that making sure you do get enough omega-3 in your diet and or supplementation. Now, if you're eating a lot of meat, like I eat probably 3 to 4 pounds of red meat or meats a day, so from that I probably do get enough omega-3.
Right, because you're eating grass-fed beef.
Of course.
Yeah, and well, it's important to make that distinction, because anyone who's listening to the show for the first time may think that you're talking about conventionally grown beef, which is higher in omega-6s and almost devoid of omega-3s.
Exactly.
Okay.
I actually also I have a organic, so of course organic and grass-fed, so even better there, so it doesn't contain any kind of contaminants within the fats as well.
Right.
So what happens with the omega-3, it can actually seem to repress cancer and may even protect DNA against oxidation too. Even though, you know, omega-3 is not considered an antioxidant, it has been seen to show oxidation protection mechanisms similar to antioxidants on DNA.
And I know Dr. Michael Smith came on the show and said that Life Extension Foundation has done a lot of research into omega-3s, and their research shows that omega-3s suppress inflammation on a genetic level. The switch that actually promotes the gene that expresses inflammatory response.
What's actually also interesting is that omega-3 actually can act as a adaptogen as well within the expression of the gene, because what happens is it can actually inhibits the telomeres. Telomeres is the enzyme, of course, that acts, aids in DNA sequence repeats. You know, that's kind of like at the end of the strands of the telomere.
Right, right.
So it actually inhibits this. Now, this can be a bad thing if we're talking about normal genetic cells, but this has actually occurred because in the adaptogen, it occurs when there's abnormality. So where there's cancer cells, it can actually inhibit telomeres, so it basically prevents the
replication of cancer mutant DNA.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's selective in its effect on telomerase.
Yeah, and in saying that, you know, because it's adaptogen, it may, and as I said just previous to this, it may actually aid in transcription in normal cells.
Interesting. Interesting. So, do you think there's a point of diminishing returns with omega-3s? You know, like so many supplements that become supplements du jour, we overindulge in them because we think more is better. Is there a point of diminishing returns? Is there a very narrow usable window as far as the amount of omega-3s that we should be taking?
I think so, more so with omega-3 than probably many of the other supplements I'll be talking about. One of the problems is that at higher dosage, it becomes immune suppressive. So, you know, we don't particularly want immune suppression when we're dealing with stuff like cancer cells. So there's a kind of a balancing point there. Also, remember the blood thinning effects as well.
Right.
So, you know, you're taking higher dosage, you know, you get a cut, you may bleed out.
Right. Right.
Especially for people, this is a warning for people going in for surgery, I'd actually cut out any supplemental form of omega-3 in their diet, you know, several weeks prior to the surgery.
Really? Interesting.
Well, you know, if you're getting surgery, you're getting cut open, if you have a bleed out, have you ever watched a surgeon, you know, a surgery?
Have I ever watched a surgery? No, I personally haven't. You know.
Okay. There's a lot of blood as it is. So, you know, when you have a bleed out, it can be pretty severe. I mean, it's pretty hard to stop a severe bleed out. And when we have these such huge blood thinning effects of high dosage omega-3, you know, there's some individuals recommending 20, 30 grams. That's got to be taken with care.
Right.
There is a purpose for that too. Remember, as I said, it's immune suppressive. So there are conditions we want to suppress the immune system, such as autoimmune system issues like arthritis.
Right.
Lupus. Right. Other right. such things that may benefit from that. So you want to suppress the immune system temporarily while you work on the underlying factors. So, but again, it must be done with caution. I personally only take one capsule twice a day. That's 1,000 milligrams twice a day of omega-3.
Because you're getting your omega-3s elsewhere anyway.
Yeah, and actually, I do supplement. Actually, I should take that back. I take one omega 3, and then I take a dropper of the DHA concentrate, which it comes from. You know, the dropper one that I sent you guys.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's just concentrated DHA. So that's void of EPA. So that's very concentrated.
All right, so
it's an algae form.
So, but people have to be cautious about how much omega 3 they take, but they shouldn't shy away from it now. As a result, that's the important.
No, I mean there is essentially many purposes for it. You know, beyond what they are talking about in the mainstream. You know, looking at a genetic level, there's actually a lot of use for it.
Okay. All right. So, what else are we looking at aside from omega 3s?
Well, let's get back onto what we were talking about briefly yesterday, and that was glutathione.
Okay.
First off, let's talk about some of the precursors. So we need to look at, make sure that the individual is supplementing enough with the precursors, so this raises the level in the cell. Okay. So we're talking about NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine.
Right.
Glutamic acid. Glutamic acid is, of course, you know, related to your MSG, but it's not the same product. That found in MSG is actually a glutamic acid a salt, so it's actually slightly different in structure. And then you're looking at glycine that we brought up yesterday. So these three key amino acids are involved with the precursors of glutathione. There's actually quite a interesting pathway. You know, it goes from glutamate into plus creatine produces a prefactor known as glutamethylstein. So this glutamethylstein is combined then with glycine, and this produces the end product, which is glutathione. So it goes through two stages before the glutathione is produced. So it's just because you take these supplements, it doesn't guarantee that you actually are going to be elevating your glutathione production. One reason for that is that, you know, the methanone is necessary, of course, for the production of glutathione indirectly. And the problem with that is getting enough methanone in your diet. You know, a lot of it comes from meat and protein and so forth. But methanone is actually used essentially in producing proteins. So we're talking proteins as in like gene expression proteins,
right,
and
right.
Also, you know, we're talking about amino acid sequences such as your peptides.
Peptides, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, everything basically, a lot of signaling occurs in the body as proteins. And because they're heavily used in that production, only once there is, you know, material left over can they be started to be used in production of glutathione. So, you know, just because you're taking, you know, these precursors doesn't mean necessarily that you're producing it.
Gotcha.
So the NAC, glutamic acid, and the glycine should be taken, you know, multiple times a day. I usually take it twice a day. NAC, I take 600 milligrams two times a day. Same thing for the glutamic acid. I go for 600 milligrams two times a day. And the glycine, well, actually, I take up to 20 grams of glycine for other purposes as well.
Do you use glycine as a sweetener alternative?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I'm using it too.
It's really good for that. We actually sell some in a sachet as well, which people can use it like a sugar sachet. It does have a little bit of a different twist to the flavor, but pretty much it's a sweetener, natural sweetener that you're going to get in there. And, of course, getting more of it is not a bad thing. So using it as a sweetener is a better alternative to all the other sweeteners out in the market, that's for sure, because you're getting positive out of it.
It's not quite as sweet either. For those people who want to use glycine as a sweetener, it's really not quite as sweet as maybe sugar or something like that. But it has a little bit more of almost a caramel taste to it, as opposed to a table sugar. We've got to take a quick commercial break, Peter. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we pick it up, we'll come back with glycine and the other topics that you want to cover. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse about supplements that enhance our genetics as opposed to breaking them down and damaging them. And later in the show, we will have Brooks Kubik talking about abbreviated strength training methods. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Just say. most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to aaefx.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Man Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Peter Rouse. This is more on the epigenetics segment. We're talking about supplements and things that enhance our DNA. We were talking about glutathione, its production. Glutathione neutralizes the peroxidase, correct? Peter, that's how it affects our, protects our DNA, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It has several pathways actually works on, but peroxidase is one of these.
Now,
and probably the primary.
Kevin Johnson asked a question on Facebook, which begs an answer, because we actually talked about this just gently yesterday. Why not just take Frank glutathione? It is available in injectable form, and you mentioned something that it requires intravenous drip, correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's the easy, best way to take it, is by intravenous drip. The problem with that is, for one, you're going to do that every day, and you want to really keep your stores up every day. So if you take it in once a week as a glutathione drip, which I do, you know, once a month for a booster, but it's not very, comfortable way of doing it. You know, you have to lie back for 20 minutes and take a drip. The other problem with that is the cost. You're looking at enormous cost involved as well. Inconvenience, because you're going to have to get a doctor to prescribe it to you. most of your general practitioners out there will not prescribe this to you, for one thing. And getting hold of it, it can be difficult. So there are problems with it because of the fact that you can't get it in every day, of course. It makes it very difficult to take it in every day and keep constant levels throughout the whole period. But it is a good way to boost it, especially if you're going through some kind of major detoxification. If someone's severe toxicity, then we'd look at doing that.
Is there an ideal level of glutathione in the blood, you know, millimoles, nanomoles per liter or something like that? Because glutathione also enhances the effectiveness of other antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E, and yeah, actually makes them more stable, to as well as what's the other one I'm trying to as well as reducing reactive oxygen species, ROS. So glutathione is really important. We know that we can get some glutathione from foods, but clearly the best way is to supplement with it somehow. IV drip is not realistic. What is a realistic level? Do you have any idea on how much glutathione one would need if they were in the position to do the drip every so often?
Well, this is one of the almost the opposite to omega 3. It's almost a point where you can't get enough, because your body goes through it so quickly on a daily basis that, you know, you pretty much can't get enough of it. But we're looking at, you know, anything between 500 to 1,000 milligrams in a drip. But in oral form, we don't need as much because we're taking it in a daily form. So, of course, you can kind of spread that out over a period of time. There's two oral forms that are available on the market, the reduced glutathione.
Right.
And the acetyl glutathione that I discussed, I mentioned maybe yesterday, I kind of touched on it. Now, the reduced glutathione, I like that in one sense, but the thing is it does not react intracellular. It doesn't get into the cell. It doesn't pass through the gut. But what you've got to remember is the GI actually uses a lot of glutathione. So if you're taking a reduced form of glutathione orally, your gut's going to use that, hence sparing the body's glutathione that it can use internally. So by supplying your gut, your body doesn't have to produce more glutathione just for the gut. That way you spare it in the body. However, the new kid on the block, well, not so new, it's actually, I think the patent came through in 95, but it's taken a while to hit the market in a more stable form, and this is the acetyl glutathione. This actually passes through the cellular barriers. The acetylation allows it, you know, easier to pass through all these cellular barriers, therefore makes it more easily absorbed and used by the body intercellular. We're looking at, you know, a couple of hundred milligrams of that a day, and that would be more than enough to really create a positive response in the body from the glutathione.
Right, right. Okay.
I actually take both.
Really?
I take both forms as well. So I take the reduced form for my GI, just to spare that, and then I take 200 milligrams of the acetyl glutathione as well. Just to let you know, I had my test results come back. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but my test results came back on my toxicity, and I'm as clean as anybody could ever be. And I just do a maintenance. I don't do anything specifically in, you know, too hard now as far as a detox is concerned. I just had to maintain it, and, you know, glutathione is one of these ones you can take that really help maintain it. And the reason we're talking about this as far as DNA, it really is a major protector for the DNA, especially against any kind of free radical damage.
Wow.
So this is really important to maintain that. Also protects the DNA against, you know, radiation, against toxicity, particularly heavy metal toxins and so forth. So these things are in our everyday environment now, and we really need to look at and be concerned with these levels of the glutathione, make sure that they're high enough to protect us from the environment that we live in today.
Yeah, that's very exciting stuff. Where can we go from glutathione, Peter?
Next one on from glutathione, what were you asking?
What's that?
What were you asking? Sorry,
I was saying, where do we want to go from glutathione? We've discussed glutathione, ways to increase glutathione. Glutathione is made up of three amino acids that people should be getting plenty of, right?
That's the NAC I talked about, glutamic acid and the glycine.
Right, glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. So if people are getting adequate amounts of that, we would hope that there's some sort of additional conversion in healthy people that's taking place. What other steps can people take to protect their DNA
aside from focusing on elevating levels of glutathione?
Well, coming back to the glycine just for a moment,
sure.
Just finish off on that. The levels of glycine can be very high because what we can use it as a transporter of these toxins out of the body. So it can be used as a transporter and effective for that too. So having high levels of glycine in your diet, you know, supplementing with it helps with that whole elimination phase too, just to kind of touch on that final note. Well, last time we talked about L-carnitine and, you know, let's talk about more about a modified form of L-carnitine, and that's your acetyl L-carnitine.
Oh yeah, now, right. And is that the one that is? There's one really good one out there produced by a company. Now their name just slipped out of my head, but it's the one that's promoted by Dr. Steven Sinatra also, in the Sinatra protocol. His acetyl L-carnitine is. You know what company I'm talking about, Peter?
No, I don't. I actually usually myself Thorn Research,
okay.
But I'm not sure the one that he's uses.
Okay. Sigma Tau.
They actually
make a form of acetyl L-carnitine that is prescribed by physicians. It meets USP requirements, and it is actually carried by pharmacies.
I wonder how many physicians actually prescribe it for their patients, though.
Not enough, because I just talked to a guy yesterday whose father is dying today of congestive heart failure, and I said, had you gotten this information 6 or 7 months ago, they could have helped him. And lo and behold, I believe he's on statin drugs all this time, too, which reduces CoQ10 and heart function and really precipitates congestive heart failure. So anybody who's on a statin drug needs to get off as quickly as possible.
Yeah, definitely. And actually work with someone who knows what they're doing when you come off that, because there's a lot of readjustments that need to be done to counteract the damage being done by the statin drugs.
Right.
So basically your acetyl alkaline is basically alkaline with the acetyl group added. Your acetyl group, of course, is your oxygen, carbon, hydrogen atoms added into the molecule. So this has a unique function over L-carnitine because it's more effective to cross the blood-brain barrier,
right?
Which plays in the production of acetylcholine, of course, which is, of course, one of the essential neurotransmitters that's vital for proper brain function and actually the entire nervous system. So, again, enough of this in here is important just for the fact that you want proper brain function alone.
Right.
But coming back to the DNA aspect, there's actually also seen in studies as well to help in repairing and strengthening of the mitochondria, and that indirectly protecting the telomeres, because the fact that if your mitochondria is functioning correctly, it's not producing free radical damage, and that free radical damage can't damage the DNA. So therefore, you're kind of counteracting any potential damage being done to the telomeres from any antioxidants being pushed out by dysfunctioning mitochondria.
Right, gotcha.
So indirectly, it actually does protect, and then it has other benefits. I like to use both acetylcholine and L-carnitine. And in the L-carnitine form I use is L-carnitine tartrate, of course.
Okay. Is glutamine a precursor to glutathione in any way, shape, or form, Peter?
Yes, indirectly. It can be converted to glutamic acid.
Oh, there you go. That's the link.
So that's where your link is there. Yeah. So it can be indirectly, but I mean, you're better off taking glutamic acid indirectly because you don't have to go through that stage of modification.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so it makes it a little bit easier, a little bit quicker for the body. And putting that one stage closer means that you're more likely to get a conversion and production of glutathione, rather than if you're taking it several stages back, it can go several ways. You know, glutamine is, you know, probably the most essential amino acid in the body, the most abundant, that's for sure. Even though it's not considered essential, it's you know, in that sense so much, but it really is a major player in many functions in the body, including the gut, which is, of course, huge. The gut itself uses a huge amount. So
yes,
by supplementing with glutamine, you're going to find that all these other functions in the body are going to take it up first before you actually look at production
right.
and conversion to glutamic acid.
Right. Hey, Peter, we have to take our next commercial break.
Okay? Already, huh?
Yeah, I know. Moves fast.
I talk too much.
No. I went long on the first segment. That's why. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, where are we going to go? And what direction are we going to go?
Well, I've got a couple more interesting supplements that we can look at. Hopefully the rubbishman is gone by then, but we'll kind of have a look at some flavonoids,
okay.
I guess, next.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about additional supplements that enhance protection of DNA so that you are not a slave to your genetics. Later in the show, we'll have Brooks Kubik on talking about abbreviated strength training methods. Less time in the gym, more results. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two.
Just want to remind everybody that you don't have to call the phone number to get the PQQ combination with CoQ10. You can just go to afperformancecenter.com and click the store button, and you will see a special section for Superhuman Radio listeners with all the discounts applied. Check it out. Go to afperformancecenter.com today and check out all of the products offered by Dr. Peter Rouse. Okay, Peter, what other supplements do you want to cover that enhance our genetics instead of making us a slave to them?
Well, there's the anthocyanin, which is, you know, your flavonoid. These are essential, of course, in several factors in the body, but one is in the protection of the DNA. I mean, these particular flavonoids are like your blue, violet, and red flavonoids found in many of the plants, particularly, you know, your berries and so forth. So, you know, this is really seen in effect in protection against cancers and so forth. You know, one of the most common ones I see on the market there is resveratrol, which I know everybody's big on. But when taking resveratrol, you've got to make sure that you're taking it with other antioxidants as well, so that you're preventing the conversion. So actually, it's actually not very stable with resveratrol by itself. You must take it with other antioxidants as well together to make it more effective.
Right.
So this is, you know, this is, can be very effective for general protection. I do recommend people take resveratrol. It has other protecting factors in the body, but and when I say taking it, not just on the same day, but at the same time, taking another antioxidant with it. Or if you can find a product that actually contains several other antioxidants in with the resveratrol.
Right.
I think Life Extension does a couple too, actually.
Yeah, and actually, there's another guy who used to make a product, and his name is Bill Sardi. And he used to make a product, and it was called, oh boy, I can't think of, isn't that something? But it's a combination of resveratrol, quercetin, a few other bioflavonoids that have antioxidant value all mixed up together. And it's actually a liquid form in a nitrogen-sealed capsule. They go through great pains to make this supplement. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it will probably come to me, and I'll mention it on the air. I'll give him a plug. He has a really nice product. His name is Bill Sardi, and it's a great resveratrol product if you're looking for a combination of a variety of bioflavonoids that all have antioxidant properties.
Yeah, that sounds actually perfect. So that'd be a really good product to look for. So make sure you post it on Facebook too. So
I'll find it for sure.
Well, the thing with this as well, with the flavonoids, another thing here is that you mentioned you're taking vitamin C yesterday, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the morning.
Yes.
Is that a flavonoid combined product?
No, it's just a plain old cheap vitamin C.
Because with vitamin C, you need to take it with flavonoids.
Like what? Like which flavonoids?
Just a combination flavonoid. It doesn't particularly matter too much. Just to, I mean, something like if you're taking resveratrol at the same time, that will be effective enough with other flavonoids.
I just thought of the name. I just remember the name of that. I just remember the name of that product. It's called Longevinex.
Longevinex.
Longevinex. They advertised on my show several years ago. Longevinex. Yes.
Okay, I'll have to look that one up. Yeah. Maybe get that one in stock. Sounds like a good product, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, come back to your vitamin C there, making sure that you, make sure you're taking your flavonoids with your vitamin C. Many of the vitamin C products out there, as you say, come in straight pure, ascorbic acid form. But you can get them with the flavonoids. Actually, probably the cheapest one you can probably find out there is your Jowo. You know, Jowo.
Right.
They do a really cheap one, which, you know, has the flavonoids there as well within the one capsule. And it's quite effective. I think they come in a 500 milligram dosage. So, I mean, if you want to, you know, you don't need to spend a lot of money on this. Jowo is a very, very good company, but it's, produces products, you know, a lot cheaper than, a lot of these other companies. So, make sure, you know, that's going to be an effective way to do it. And you're talking about cents per day.
And they've been around for a long time. Jowo Formulas.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around forever. So they're a very reputable company.
Well, they're actually here in Santa Monica in California here.
What a lot of people don't know about Jowo is Jowo private labels. They produce products for other companies. You're buying a product that you think is a product specific to that company, and actually they pay Jowo Formulas to private label it for them. So
yeah, their production is very high. I mean, they're very good quality. I actually do stock it. You know, I stock only Doctor's brands here, with the exception to Jowo and a couple of the sponsors on your show. But Jowo one, we've always had since day one, because I really think the product is very good quality and very reasonable price on the market. So anybody out there looking at, you know, Jowo, thinking it's not as good as, you know, maybe some of these high-end brands, it's just as good, if not probably the same product, as
right.
you say.
Right.
I gave them a good plug. I actually give them a call today and see if I can get some free product for that.
Yeah,
one.
There you go. Tell them to listen to today's show. Tell them to just go right to the 39-minute mark or 38-minute mark and listen, and they'll be fine.
Okay.
There you go.
See what we can get out of that one, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so after flavonoids, we talked about coenzyme Q10 last time.
Right.
This is another really important one that, you know, I'd like to kind of touch on again, not to kind of repeat the information, but I think it can't be said enough that everybody should be taking coenzyme Q10, not only for DNA protection, as you say, for anybody on statin drugs, coming off statin drugs, they need to be taking active form, ubiquinol, of course. They need to be really taking, you know, I think really I like to say the minimum dosage is like 200 milligrams per day.
Right.
I probably take them because we're taking it in other forms as well, because we got it in the PQQ product as well. I'm probably taking them between 400 to 600 milligrams per day.
Right.
And I think that's a really good dosage.
CoQ10 is one of those things that actually has a point of diminishing returns. There's evidence that doses higher than 1,500 milligrams a day of ubiquinol can actually precipitate dystonia, quivering in the muscles, shaky movements in the muscles. And the I know that individuals who are trying to use CoQ10 to actually reverse or retard, slow the progression of Parkinson's disease because of its powerful antioxidant values, they recommend 1,200 milligrams a day, but no more than that. High doses can actually precipitate some neuromuscular challenges.
We'll go high dosages like that or just below that level for cancer patients going through chemotherapy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's a therapeutic dose that you're going to
Exactly.
We wouldn't
use it for the general public.
Yeah, hit them hard, and then you're taking it for long periods of time. There is evidence that it can precipitate some neuromuscular issues.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody keeps around about the 200 to 600 milligram range. They're going to be really well off.
Yes.
There's some products out in the market there that are in the 30 milligram dosaging, and that's kind of like a waste of time.
Yeah.
If you're looking at, particularly looking at a pure coenzyme Q10 product, some products contain a mixture, and it's in there for a combination to combine with other product, other nutrients within that product. So that's a different story. But if you're looking at a coenzyme Q10 product, particularly, make sure you're getting one that's at least 100 milligrams.
Right, right, absolutely.
Otherwise, you're wasting your money. I mean, it's going to cost you a lot more. It's not a cheap one too, so it's probably one of the more expensive.
Well,
interestingly
enough, ubiquinone is dirt cheap now that ubiquinol has come along. Ubiquinol is the bioavailable form of CoQ10. Ubiquinone has to go through a conversion to become ubiquinol. The idea behind it is the older you get, these conversions slow down, so you might as well just go for the bioavailable form, ubiquinol. Ubiquinone is cheap. You can go to Vitacost and buy 60 caps at 100 milligrams a cap for like $6.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap stuff in that form, and I think people should take a combination of both. I think there's actually there's a lot of good information out there showing that both have benefits. You know, the slower, more because we don't want to really cheat the body. If the body can, if you're supplying your body with so much of the ubiquinol, it kind of thinks that it doesn't have to produce anymore, and it kind of shuts down that process. And we have seen that in a few unique cases. So taking both forms is going to help keep the system working as well. Even though you're aging, it does slow down a lot. It still is working, and we want to maintain that. So taking both, I think, is important. And because it's so cheap, it's not a bad thing to chuck a little bit more on top of that with the cheaper form, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So throw some ubiquinone in with your ubiquinol. There you go. Yeah.
And also be careful, though, where the sources come from, too, though. There is some kind of cheap stuff out there that is questionable about the quality, particularly with coenzyme Q10. And there's also some companies using, I've heard of this, I don't know the companies themselves, but I heard of them using ubiquinone and selling it as ubiquinol. So it's been sold as the active
form. So people don't know. But, and how do people know? There's no way to test it. You know, you're not going to test it in your home. Let's put it that way.
This what happens in the supermarket is it's some shady, you know, fly-by-nighters that come on board and they sell this, or some of the companies also have packed it as well. So what they do is put half and half, so they can save the, you know, half the money right there as well.
Right.
So you're still arguing half the dosage of the active form, but you're still getting half of the cheap form as well. So they make increase their profit margin and rip you off at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I only buy from the sponsors of the show, right?
There you go. There you go. We test it all here. There you go. Do we want to go on to another supplement? Because we have to take a commercial, a last commercial break in this interview. Do you want to just roll through, or you want to? Can we take a break real quick?
Why don't we take a break and come back, and I've got one more to go through, and then we can talk about some other stuff.
Perfect. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Rich.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need-to-build muscles and N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Peter Rouse. Supplements that can affect your genetics. This is especially important with all the concerns about radiation poisoning right now. This really, really comes into play here. The discussion we're having here is more than just beating your genetics. It also means helping to beat the environment, which is becoming dirtier and more toxic as the days go on.
Okay. Funny you bring that up, actually. Did you see the news report just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, on regards to the Japanese government lying about the levels of radiation it was from day one because they didn't want to produce a panic? So they've actually been lying since day one, and they finally admitted to it because their excuse was they didn't want to, you know, produce a panic.
A panic in which which group of people?
In the Japanese, in the Japan. Japanese. This was in Japan. Of course, the levels are higher there, then of course that means that there was more higher levels drifting over to here. And, you know, look at, actually Adam Curry on the No Agenda show, brought this up, I think it was last week, and he talked about the fact that, you know, the government aren't even testing the milk products here in California or around, you know, around the areas that could be contaminated because they don't want to know. They did a first batch testing when it first, the first batch, the lowest level hit us and it came up positive. They don't want to know now. So they actually, they've stopped testing because if they don't test, they don't have to report numbers, do they?
We have a listener who listens to the show named Matt Raguto, who lives in Japan. He's messaged me through Facebook a couple times, and he has suspected exactly that. He said all along, he doesn't believe that the Japanese government is being honest with the Japanese people, that it is much worse than they're letting on. And he's so worried because he's there. He's like, you know, he's right there in the firestorm of all this. How do you protect your own life, your own body? How do you protect yourself from this sort of thing when you're right there in the kitchen where it's being made? I don't know. I feel bad for the Japanese people, really, really bad.
Well, you know, the thing is that I actually got some people. I used to live in Japan, and I know some people there, boots on the ground, basically there, that are involved with this whole process. And the numbers they were giving me were a lot different to the numbers that were being reported. I mean, a lot different. So I knew from day one that they were lying. You know, I was getting first-hand information. And, of course, once it goes through the government's hands, they're going to modify it and adjust it however they want.
Yeah.
And that's coming back to the subject we're talking about today. You know, radiation has a huge effect on mutation and damage to DNA.
Right.
And I think anybody on this, you know, on this side of the country here on the West Coast need to be really taking precautions above the normal precautions to really protect themselves against this damage. People worried about iodine and stuff like that. You know, that's only a small factor to take concern of. You want to make sure that your receptors are totally saturated, within the thyroid, just protect the thyroid. But that's nothing compared to, you know, the effect that you can get from other products such as the glutathione and other, you know, antioxidants and protecting factors against DNA damage.
I know, it's funny. We're all worried about our thyroid. Everybody's talking about taking iodine to saturate the thyroid. But the heck with the thyroid. Your DNA gets damaged. That's cancer right there.
Cancer, anything. Remember, you're altering gene expression. So, you know, cancer is probably... is one of the major key concerns, but when you start altering gene expression, you're looking at things that may not affect you, but may affect your future generations. If you haven't had a kid yet and you have a kid maybe in 5 years' time, you're passing on that damaged gene sequence onto your kids and onto their kids, and so forth, and you don't know how that's going to mutate in each generation. So it could be a fallout that occurs over multiple generations.
Right, right. Okay, so what is the last supplement that we need to talk about that will help protect people's DNA?
Well, actually, it's related to the radiation, so it was kind of good that we got onto that topic, and that's carnosine.
Really?
You know, your carnosine, which I guess is well-known in the bodybuilding scene for reducing fatigue and workouts, and people use it for that purpose as well.
Right, it's a hydrogen ion quenching amino acid.
It's two amino acids.
Okay. There. Well, right. It's what is the real popular sports supplement right now that everybody's taking that converts to carnosine?
Beta-alanine.
Beta-alanine. Thank you.
That's one of them. Beta-alanine, yeah. And histidine.
Right.
Is the two amino acids.
And apparently, it's more effective taking beta-alanine because beta-alanine seems to be the regulator of the amount of carnosine the body can produce. If you take carnosine directly, the body breaks it down to beta-alanine. And what's the other component again?
Histidine.
Histidine, thank you. And then has to reassemble it. But it seems that beta-alanine is actually the limiting factor in the body's production of carnosine. Would you agree with that statement, that it's better to just take beta-alanine to upregulate carnosine levels?
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of funny how you had Michael from Life Extension on the other week talking about the BCAAs involved,
right,
with DNA protection and so forth, right?
Right, right.
And then we're looking at, you know, creatinine also has beneficial effects as well. And then we're looking at the beta-alanine. So we're looking at all these bodybuilding products that actually have protecting factors that, you know, most people are kind of missed really in the mainstream, that, you know, don't realize that these products go beyond just performance enhancement. They actually have major protection factors, including protection from radiation.
Isn't that interesting? Just imagine 100 years from now, the only people left on Earth are bodybuilders, and everybody's scratching their head going, wow, how'd that happen? That'd be funny.
I mean, because we're smarter than the rest of them, I guess.
Well, let's really be honest what it is. We work hard to preserve and progress our bodies, and that's what's being damaged in radiation.
Yeah,
so.
it's you know, it's crazy why people aren't taking more of their stuff, but the information's not out there. I'm actually going to be talking a lot more about this Sunday in New York. If anybody's interested, just log on to our website, onto the store, and under seminars, the information's there. But, you know, I'm actually doing a talk specifically on epigenetics and discussing nutrigenics, where we're looking at nutrients involved with the stuff we've been talking about over the past four series.
Right.
That's one factor we're talking about there. So coming back to the carnosine, or the beta alanine, you're also looking at it's a chelator of heavy metals as well. So it's a helps where you're talking about doing a detox yesterday. Well, this, are you taking beta alanine at the moment?
What's that?
Are you taking a bit of alanine at
the moment? No, I'm not. I do want to start taking it again. I was taking it for a while. I love beta alanine. But I just ran out.
I take a lot.
Do you really? Like the effective dose is 1.5 grams, they say, per dose, correct?
Per dose, yeah. I take it multiple times a day, not only for the effects. I take it pre-workout, but I also take it, I think you can actually take up to 3 grams, by the way, pre-workout, if you're pumping it out. Depends on your body mass as well. I think it has a little bit to
Do you notice that you get the itching and flushing feeling?
Initially, yes. Now, barely at all. And I kind of, it's so little that it's actually kind of a good thing because I can feel it working. I know it's kind of there, but it's not too much where it's any kind of distraction.
Do you know that I made the poor judgment one day of taking 300 milligrams of niacin and 3 grams of beta alanine one morning? Without thinking, because I was getting ready to go to the gym, without thinking about it, I was taking my niacin for my HDL levels, and I took the beta alanine at the same time, and oh my God, I was driving to the gym, and I was itchy everywhere. I was literally scratching my butt. Everything itched me. It was just ridiculous. I had to wait in the car for 20 minutes for it to pass so that I could work out.
Well, that's actually more likely to be the niacin. Mostly, and the thing with niacin, it depends on your oxidative rate, how much it affects you. Some people can take a higher dosage. Even at 50 milligrams, I get that effect. And that kind of comes back to, you've had people talk on the shows before about metabolic typing. This is one that identifies, we can determine the individual's oxidative rate by whether they're a fast oxidator or a slow oxidator, by the rate at which we use a test of 50 milligrams of niacin to test the rate of oxidation.
Right.
And that gives us an indication whether they get the burn or not. Oh, that. You know, the tingling and I go red. Did you go red?
Yes, I do. I get red, I get itchy. And you know what? I experimented with very high doses of niacin about 7 or 8 years ago when I read a study that showed that training while taking every 15 minutes, taking 200 milligrams of niacin, of nicotinic acid, reduces free fatty acid released by the liver, which increases growth hormone response to exercise. This was discovered when the first Gatorade product was being researched, because niacin was almost an ingredient in Gatorade, except it caused so many people physical distress when they took it.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to work out for an hour and a half and take 200 milligrams every 15 minutes, do the math. And I was doing this day in and day out. And I would walk into the gym and people would look at me and they'd go, man, you're so red. I just took some niacin. And then the whole workout, I'd be doing niacin. Every 15 minutes, I would take 200 milligrams.
Well, funny thing was, I actually did that when I was a teenager back in New Zealand. I took it, it must be about 18, I think, yeah. And I actually experimented with high dosage niacin pre and during workout.
Yeah.
So that's going back a few years, geez. Go back onto your beta alanine real quick. You know, the one thing with the DNA effect, it actually reduces the rate of telomere shortening. So this is a big one for you, isn't it?
Yes.
So in reducing the rate of telomere shortening, of course, increases lifespan and also reduces potential damage to DNA because of the repair factor and the copying of the DNA is more clean. It's been shown that carnosine, which is, of course, converted from beta alanine, you know, increases cellular replications. So it's possible to, as a telomerase activator too, the enzyme for repairing, that's also maybe an activator of the telomerase as well. So it's a pretty impressive nutrient there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know what? It's also, I'll tell you what it's also good for. Taking beta-alanine reduces lactate buildup. Lactic acid buildup. And when we talk about an ischemic event, a myocardial infarction. We're talking about basically what we do to our muscles when we pump and congest them with lactate. We are causing that burn. Well, the heart doesn't respond well to that burn. So beta-alanine, I actually wrote an article about 5 years ago citing beta-alanine as a prophylactic to individuals at high risk of a heart attack. Because what it does is it reduces the buildup of lactic acid throughout the body in all muscles, including the heart. And guess what? If the heart is struggling, instead of it building up lactic acid, which then leads to a myocardial infarction, this would keep it at bay. So there's great value in beta-alanine for elderly individuals as well.
Well, I'll send you one that we use out to you and see if you like that. You can take it as a multiple times a day, plus also, I mean, you can take a pre-workout too, but just as a anti-aging nutrient, you can use it for that purpose. So I'll send one out to you. Did you get the Manuka honey I sent to you?
Not yet. It hasn't shown up yet. It was back ordered, they said. So we're still waiting for that.
Too popular, huh?
Yes, it is. It's very, very popular. In fact, I'm going to be interviewing a bee charmer in the next 2 months. This guy just started bee charming, and he's going to come on the show. I've been talking to him, and we were talking, and he said that he's going to try to buy Manuka trees and plant it on his land to infiltrate the Manuka honey business here in the United States. How do you like that one?
That'd be huge.
Yeah. So
but I still like my New Zealand Manuka honey.
No, I agree. You know, getting it from the pristine territory is always the way to do it. Peter, we've come to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and remind people that you can patronize the things that you've learned from Dr. Peter Rouse by going to afperformancecenter.com and clicking the store link. There's great DVDs in there. There are seminar opportunities in there for those of you on the East Coast near New York. Also, great supplements at great discounts for Superhuman Radio listeners. Peter, thank you, as always, for making time to come on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks, Carl. It's been good. It's been a good series, and hopefully a lot of people got good information from the 4 episodes that we've done on the epigenetics and protection of DNA.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we will have you back on soon, Peter. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on talking about abbreviated strength training, getting more results in less time in the gym. We'll be right back.
Stage to stage, cover to cover, spot to spot. There they go. You see it? There they go. I got a
strength. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Evolution got kicked up a notch because my next guest is on the show. And he is no other than Brooke Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Trying to go back to the dinosaur age, Carl. We're doing reverse evolution today.
You know what? I'm all for that. I really feel like I want to go back to a simpler time.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people in this country feel that way.
Absolutely. And I know that a lot of strength trainers feel that way. And, you know, one of the things that I pound on constantly is, you know, simple is better. Basics are better. Go back to the basics. Go back to the simple stuff. Keep it simple. You know, the KISS principle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just amazing the results that people get when they get rid of, if not all, 99% of the modern day clutter.
Right. Right. The stuff that confuses us anyway. So stay away from it.
Yeah.
All right. So today's show is titled Abbreviated Strength Training. Get more out of less time in the gym. Everybody wants to see progress. Everybody wants to increase the weights they're handling, increase their strength. But most people spend a lot of time and never make any progress at all over the course of years. What's the secret?
Well, the secret is twofold. One is work harder. And the second part of the secret is work more intelligently.
Okay.
And when you put the two of those together, it's what I call abbreviated training. Other people, Tommy Kono, for example, use the term quality training, which interestingly enough is, you know, it's the bodybuilding term as used by Larry Scott and Vince Gironda. It is a weightlifting strength training term as used by Tommy Kono.
Hmm.
But it's the same term. It's
right.
Quality training. And that's really what I want to concentrate on, you know, for this show. Quality training, abbreviated training, intelligent training.
What denotes quality training?
Okay. Quality training, whether you're looking at things from an Olympic weightlifting point of view, strongman training point of view, bodybuilding point of view, powerlifting point of view, whatever your goal, whatever your primary training method, quality training is cutting back and reducing your workouts to only those things that are most essential, the things that are the most productive, the most effective, stripping the workout of all the non-essentials. And what that does is that allows you both physically and mentally, and I emphasize and mentally because that's a very important component. Cutting down to the essentials allows you to focus all of your strength, all of your power, all of your concentration, all of your effort, all of your will on the things that will give you the most return for every second or every minute of time in your workout. And okay. Go ahead.
No. I was gonna say, okay, but you have to be able to. There's an old saying: if it can't be measured, it can't be managed. These terms of quality, they're subjective. So how do I know that I'm having a quality workout?
Okay. Well, the most important way of gauging whether or not you're engaging in true quality training is to keep accurate, detailed records of your workouts.
A training diary.
A training diary, and to check and to see if you're improving. If you're improving, you're doing the right things. If you're not improving, if you're staying stuck in the same place, which is what most people do, then you're doing the wrong things. And in a quality training, for example, when I was competing in powerlifting and bench press competitions, over a period of approximately 3 years, I added 220 pounds to my squat.
Wow.
Okay? And I did that training the squat once per week. And usually I would do singles, and I would start with a light weight as a warm-up, and I would pyramid up, adding weight, not adding reps, not doing reps, just doing singles. So I'd do 135 times 1, 225 times 1, 315 times 1, etc., you know, work on up. As I got stronger, of course, I'd work on up higher. But I would do a total of 7 or 8 sets of one rep in the squat.
Right.
And I would do that once a week. And I would do no other leg training. And as I said, over a period of about 3 years, I added 220 pounds to my squat.
Right.
My body weight went from 180 to about 193, 195 the first year, put on another 10 pounds the second year, about 10, 15 the year after that. In 3 years, I went from 180 to about 220. And that was with heavy singles, very limited volume. But when I trained those squats, that once-a-week workout, when I trained it, I hit it with everything that I had. I worked really, really hard, and I kept very careful measurements. You know, I was always, you know, I was training in the power rack. I was using pins to gauge my depth. You know, I was doing, everything was exactly right. I was not adding weight and then cutting reps and doing a quarter squat and then, you know, just going around and saying, well, I'm getting stronger.
Yeah, just to say that you got the reps done, in other words.
Yeah. You know, you keep doing all of your reps, all of your lifts in proper form. But the point is, with that limited amount of training, once a week on the squat, as I said, I put 220 pounds on, which is, you know, just huge. And the other thing, which most people just absolutely cannot fathom, the other part of it was my body weight went from 180 to 220. In hard muscular condition, and it did, you know, this happened in my late 20s, early 30s. You know, I'm supposedly past my prime years for gaining strength and size. But I gained a ton of strength, I gained a ton of size, and the way that I did it was, as I said, what I refer to as abbreviated training, what others refer to as quality training, the focus was on those movements which would give me the best return for every bit of effort that I put into the gym.
Right. And so, with that being said, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want you to start to delineate some examples of abbreviated training for the listeners. Let's make it really easy for them. Let's lay out some types of training programs for them, okay?
Well, give an exact program, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Stay tuned. You're listening to Brooks Cubic today. We're talking about abbreviated strength training. This is the way you get stronger faster. We'll be right back.
Like
fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now, get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Brooks Cubic. You can learn more about Brooks by going to his website, brookscubic.com. He's got a great blog there. He breaks amazing stories every single day on his blog. Great stuff. And he's keeping the torch of physical culture alive in the way it was meant to be kept alive. Okay. All right. So let's talk about some abbreviated training protocols, let's say, some actual workout plans that the listeners can just start running with.
Okay. Here's a basic one using exercises that most people are familiar with, most people use, and most people are going to have the equipment to use it. Okay? Real simple. We're going to train 4 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tuesday workout is two exercises. Lifter's choice of bench press, incline press, dumbbell bench press, dumbbell incline press, or for the younger guys who like to do dips and don't have any shoulder problems and they know the dips are not going to be an issue, they can try the dips. I don't like them, and I don't like them for the older guys because I think they're hard on the shoulders, particularly as you get older. I'm 54 now, so I'm cautious about things like that. But for the younger guys, if they want to do dips, they can try the dips. But anyhow, you're doing a Your primary exercise is a pushing exercise for the upper body. It's an upper body pushing movement of some sort. The second exercise that you do is lifter's choice, pull-ups, pull-downs, and you can do them with any kind of grip, any kind of bar, whatever works for you, whatever feels good. When I did this program, I like to do pull-downs to the chest with a parallel grip, but again, it's lifter's choice. You can do barbell bent over rowing. You can do one-arm dumbbell rowing. You can even do seated pulley rowing if you want, but you're doing an upper body pushing movement and an upper body pulling movement. Two exercises.
Right.
On each exercise, you can do 5 to 7 progressively heavier sets. You can do, if you're an advanced lifter and you think that heavy singles are going to work, you can start light, add weight, work up to not necessarily a maximum single, but a heavy lift for you.
Right.
Or you can do 5 sets of 3, you can do 5 sets of 5, you can do 5 sets of 6, you can do 6 sets of 5, you can do 7 sets of 3, you can do 10-8-6-4-2. The sets and reps don't matter as much as the concept.
Right.
Okay? So that's your workout. An upper body push, an upper body pull. Finish off with 1 or 2 sets for your stomach, 1 or 2 sets of grip work, 1 or 2 sets of neck work with a head strap. That's your whole workout.
Okay.
The whole thing would probably take, with reasonable rests between sets, probably about 45 minutes, maybe a little bit longer.
How frequently can you do this?
How many days a week?
Yeah,
or...
yeah.
Well, that's your Tuesday workout.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay, that's purely Tuesday. So you're hitting the upper body pushing muscles, the upper body pulling muscles, and you're doing that on Tuesday. Okay. Your next workout comes on Thursday. On Thursday, you're going to work your primary pulling muscles, lower back, hips. You're going to do a deadlift. You're going to do a bent-legged deadlift. Yeah, your favorite, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do bent-legged deadlifts. You're going to use a conventional bar, or you can use a trap bar. Again, it doesn't matter. It's lifter's choice, but you're going to train deadlifts.
Right.
And again, sets and reps based on what you know works for you from your own experience, do that. Okay?
Okay.
And again, you're going to do a workout that's probably going to be 5 to 7 sets total, starting light, adding weight, working up, and then stopping. And then you're going to do an upper body overhead or vertical pressing movement, which would be military press, press behind neck, again with the caveat that that's a better one for younger lifters. It can cause shoulder problems. Older lifters should stay away from it.
Right. Right.
Some guys like it. If you like it, do it. I'm not going to argue about that.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I don't even think younger lifters should do it just because they have greater range of motion, because I think that over time that it injures you. That's my personal opinion.
You know, sometimes I say don't do them, and other times I just give up and throw my hands up in the air, and I say, okay, some people are just wedded to them. I give up. Do them if you want. But, you know, quite frankly, I'm with you. I think the military press is a better movement. You can also do dumbbell presses. You can do them seesaw style, or you can do simultaneous style with 2 dumbbells. Again, it doesn't matter. It's the lifter's choice. But the point is, you're doing a heavy deadlift exercise, and then you're doing a heavy overhead pressing exercise. Finish off with 1 or 2 sets for the stomach, 1 or 2 sets of grip work. We talked about that in one of the other shows. And 1 or 2 sets of neck work with a head strap, and then bang, you're done for the day. That's another workout that will probably take about 45 minutes.
Right.
When I would do this, I'd do heavy singles. I would start at 135 just because that's a good weight to start with. 135, 225, 315, you know, just work on up.
Right.
You go pretty quickly. You don't need to do down sets. Just work on up to your top weights.
Do you have to go to neurological exhaustion and failure, or should you? I'm of this new mindset. I want to leave something in the tank for the next workout. Am I cheating?
Well, a young and aggressive growing lifter can go heavier, harder, more often. An older lifter is going to want to ease up and keep more in the tank. And some people are going to get better results if they vary the intensity, which basically is a way of saying keep some in the tank and sometimes keep, you know, even more than that in the tank. Doesn't really matter that much as long as you have a consistent progression program. And, again, as long as you're looking at the workout log and you're getting stronger.
There's the magic.
Okay. Now, a lot of people, when they hear this program, they think, okay, well, that's Mike Mentzer style, super high intensity. I've got to go to failure. Or they say, well, Brooks is talking about doing heavy singles, so I need to work up. I need to do a gut busting, everything I have, struggle, struggle, fight, fight. I'm almost dying, single rep. And that's not what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about heavy singles, that's what I'm saying. Heavy single, not
one rep
maximum.
Right, not one
exactly.
rep maximum.
Exactly, and there's a difference. You know, I'm talking about training really, really hard, way harder than most people train, but not giving it that absolute life and death. You don't need to do that. It's something that you acquire over time. You know, you learn the difference between the two. So now we've had a Tuesday workout, a Thursday workout. Now we're going to come back to the gym on Saturday, and we're going to do two exercises, and these will probably be favorite exercises for a lot of listeners. Close grip bench press and barbell curl. Okay?
Right.
And what I would do when I did this program, I'd do four or five sets of progressively heavier close grip bench presses. I'd do four or five sets of progressively heavier curls. That was it. Whole workout. Total of 8 or 10 sets for the entire day. Probably took about 35 to 40 minutes. You can do, you know, if you prefer other exercises, you can use other exercises. I like the barbell curl because it's the heaviest curling movement that you can do. You can pack a lot of weight on the bar and you can train really heavy.
I have some questions about the barbell curl with you.
Okay.
I like to do my barbell curls in a very strict form to keep my shoulders out of them. I like to keep my elbows all the way back, really almost behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
So my arms are at my side in normal curling position. But instead of my arms being planted against my lats, my arms are back beyond my lats. So my elbows are really in the same horizontal plane as my back is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm doing is, instead of curling the bar out and up, I'm curling the bar almost in a straight path along the front of my body from my hands hanging straight down extended to the bar up above the highest point that I can get it to in my chest and then back down again. I find kinesiology-wise for my body that this really focuses on the biceps and the brachials much greater. Is this a mistake? Should I just lighten up and have and plant my arms against my lats and have the bar go out and up in an arc as opposed to this straight line along my body?
Well, you're doing a kind of curl that Vince Gironda advocated back in the 50s and 60s.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. A body drag curl is what you're describing. Here's my take on upper body exercises in general, particularly arm exercises. Everybody has arms of different lengths, different structure. The muscular insertions are different for everybody. Some people respond better to one kind of curl than to another. I'll give you a simple example. At the gym that I trained at back in the early in the 80s and the early 90s before I set up my home gym, they had a very sharply angled easy curl bar made by the Alico Barbell Company.
Right.
It was, which is weird because Alico makes barbells for Olympic weightlifting,
right.
And why they would ever have manufactured an easy curl bar, I don't know, but they did. And this thing was a dinosaur. And It was much more sharply angled. It was very heavy. It was a 33-pound bar, 15 kilos. And there was just something about the size and the angle and the shape of that bar. It was absolutely made for my body. And I worked up to doing strict curls, and I'm serious when I say strict. Strict curls, 180, 185 for 5 reps, using that particular easy curl bar. I've never been able to match that on any other bar, whether it's an easy curl bar, hammer grip curl bar, log bar, anything, straight bar. That one bar was absolutely made for my body.
Uh-huh.
And that illustrates what I think is an important point, which is you have to find the right arm exercise for your particular body, be it a bicep exercise or a tricep exercise. And I think what you're saying is you have found one that works really well for your body. Okay. So, you know, if it's working, keep on doing it.
Right.
And I would suggest that to anyone who's listening to this, you know, if you know from experience that incline dumbbell curls are the ones that set your biceps on fire, okay, then do those. And similarly, you know, close grip bench press, when I was doing this routine, I was training for powerlifting and bench press competition. So I wanted to do that close grip bench press because it had carryover from my bench pressing. Again, I used that same Eleco Easy Curl bar with that sharp angle, and it was really good for doing my close grip triceps work. On occasion, I would use a regular Olympic bar. I'd use one or the other, and I had a particular spacing that I used on each bar. That worked best for me. For other people, a different kind of bar might work better, or a different spacing of the hands. It's, you know, it's all an individual thing. So that's the Saturday workout, the third workout in the program. It's 8 to 10 sets for the arms, and that includes the warm-up sets, because you start light, you work up, you do your top set, you stop, and that's it.
Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, I got a question from a listener. We're talking today with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about abbreviated strength training, how to get better results in less time in the gym. You can learn more about Brooks Kubik by going to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com today. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study.
VitoSerms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of VitoSerms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ooh, la, la. Wait. I want to see a peaches, baby.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Kubik about abbreviated strength training. David Wilson has a question. Will these methods build size as well as strength? What do you think?
Well,
I know the answer because of what you said at the beginning of the show, how much weight you put on.
I put on 40 pounds of muscle doing this.
Yeah.
Went from 180 to 220. That, you know, everybody thinks you've got to do reps, you've got to pump to build size, and that's absolutely not true. You can build an incredible amount of muscle mass on low rep, low volume training. And you see that in men who were Olympic weightlifters in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, when Olympic weightlifting was much more of a strength-oriented sport than it is now. It is now what we refer to as speed strength.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day when they were doing presses, you had lots of men who did presses, they did cleans, they did snatches. Maybe they did squats, maybe not, because there was a time when the squat was not as nearly as popular an exercise as it is now. That's all they did, and they did low reps. They never did anything more than 5 reps, tops, and usually triples and singles, low volume, low rep stuff. And over time, if you look at these men, they gained muscle. And John Davis, for example, John Davis coming to mind because I've just finished a book on John Davis, started out competing at 180, and by the end of his career, he was weighing 230, 235. He didn't get that by doing a lot of bodybuilding work and a lot of pumping to add muscle mass. He got it by heavy, low-rep weightlifting.
Right. Which leads me to a question that's in my mind, and I know I kind of know the answer because I know what you are a proponent of, but I think it requires being said over and over again, because we all fall prey to and I'm not even talking about overtraining now. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about under-resting. The body grows when we rest, and quite often we become almost workaholic in our attempt to get to the gym 5, 6, 7 days a week because we believe that we will grow faster. And mm-hmm. I know that you have told me you've made some of your greatest gains just training twice a week.
Yes.
And which it requires being said, the training protocol you're talking about is a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. That's four days off.
It's actually Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then come back on Sunday, do 2 exercises, squats and calf raises.
And that's it.
Then, and I wanted to make this point, you've kind of segued into this perfectly. After a while, you know, I was doing the program that I just outlined, the 4-day-a-week program. What I then did was cut it to 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I did the Tuesday program, I did the Thursday program, and then on Sunday I did 2 exercises, squats and heavy barbell curls, and that's it. So 3 days a week, and then I was resting 4 days a week, as you noted. And the rest is key. It's also key. It's very important to note every exercise is worked once a week and you're being very careful not to overtrain the lower back. A lot of people overtrain. They overtrain the lower back because they're doing deadlifts, they're doing squats. If they're doing barbell bent over rowing or T-bar rowing on top of it, they're putting a lot of stress on the lower back. And what happens is you're just not as strong, and your gains start to slow down. And typically what happens is over a period of time, you get stiff, you get tight, your form starts changing, you're not quite hitting parallel in those squats anymore, you know, you're...
Do you think it pays, and this is actually something I've been employing just recently as I make my way back into, you know, I'm on a comeback trail right now. Do you think it, I am now alternating the weeks that I squat versus deadlift simply because I'm rehabilitating my hamstring from that fall down the stairs. So I can't really deadlift very well right now, but I can still squat pretty good. And so I'm thinking, well, you know what? I'm going to squat this week. Next week I'll work on my deadlift a little bit, but I'm not going to squat because I've learned that when I squat and deadlift in the same week right now in this phase of my comeback, my lower back just doesn't have it. Whatever I do the first day of the week, if I train legs or back the first day, when I come back to train that other body part that depends on my lower back, I'm not as strong.
Yeah, that's a routine that works real well for guys that that have back problems, for guys who find it difficult to put on size and strength, and for older lifters. In my book, Gray Hair and Black Iron, I have a ton of routines for older lifters, and a lot of them are two-day-a-week programs or... there are four different workouts, but you alternate over a period of 2 weeks. So you do two workouts 1 week and two different workouts the next week. And when I, you know, when I have those workouts going, I often do something like what you were talking about, where you're alternating squats 1 week, deadlifts 1 week. You're alternating squats and trap bar deadlift. Another thing that you can do is you can do squats 1 week. The next week you can do front squats, which for a lot of people are a lot easier on the lower back. So, you know, there are things that you can do alternating your workouts. Once you get away from the idea that you have to train every exercise two or three times a week,
right?
You know, you learn, well, you know what? Training a given movement once a week is okay. It works. And then you start to think, gee, I wonder what would happen if I trained it every 9 days or every 10 days or once every 2 weeks. And, you know, and you start to experiment and you find, people find, as you found, deadlifts once every 2 weeks works fine when you alternate them. So you do deadlifts 1 week, squats 1 week.
Well, I was just going to say, because basically what you're doing is you're doing Louis Simmons's conjugated method, which he says, look, you don't have to deadlift every week to get stronger in the deadlift, but you have to do the movements that encompass some of the body's kinesiology that occurs during the deadlift. So you can deadlift 1 week, you can squat 1 week, you can do good mornings 1 week, you can do heavy back rowing, you know, where you're bent over and you're supporting your own body weight while you're rowing. All of these things contribute to the deadlift. You don't have to deadlift every single week to be a strong to continue to progress in the deadlift. And Louis Simmons proved that by not squat. I don't know how the story goes, so I know I'm going to get it wrong, but Louis didn't squat for years, but he did all the other things that he was supposed to do. And then one day he came out and he entered a competition and squatted like 700 pounds. So that just goes to show, just because he wasn't squatting all the time, he didn't lose his squatting strength because he was still working those muscles just differently.
Well, the only caveat that I would have for the listeners out there is you've got to keep track of your exercises, your sets, and your reps, and your progress. It's that workout journal note.
Yeah.
And the problem, if you're not an advanced lifter and you you know, you're coming up the ladder, a lot of guys want to do a lot of different exercises. And so they, you know, they're the guys who would do deadlift 1 week, bent over row the next, power cleans the week after that, good mornings week after that, and so on. And, you know, and then it starts to become really difficult to look at your progress, because now you've got to measure progress in four or five different movements, and you know, you start having lots of variables come into play. I think for most guys, it's better to alternate two basic movements, such as deadlift 1 week, squat 1 week, you know, because it's easier to keep track of the records and the poundages.
Right.
And it goes to another thing, which is really important when you're coming up the ladder, and that is concentration and focus. And your concentration and focus, for most people, if you try to do too many different things, you end up not doing anything very well. And then, you know, that's true in lifting, or it's, you know, it's true in anything.
Right.
You know, so that's the caveat that I would have to that. I know that you know, a lot of powerlifters have used those types of programs successfully, but you know, I think a lot of them come from a background that's different than a lot of guys that are coming up.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Okay.
We have to take our last commercial break.
Okay.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview. You can learn more about Brooks Kubik by going to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com today. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's MikeMahler.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Kubik today about the abbreviated training method, gain strength faster, with a little bit more rest in between, actually, so you can get stronger.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got an announcement to make that we just conjured up during the break, actually. Those of you who have not had an opportunity to read any of the Legacy of Iron books, they're just amazing books, and I've got one in my hand. I've got one that I love. This is one of my favorites. The Legacy of Iron is The Clouds of War, written by Brooks Kubik. And the question that you have to answer to win this book, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to repeat this a couple times. First of all, Brooks is going to pose a question. The answer is in his blog. You go to his blog, you find the answer, you email the answer to onair@superhumanradio.com. And we will pick one person. So just to enter, you've got to get the answer. And once you send me the answer, you are entered. And then at random, we will pick one. And that person will win the Clouds of War Legacy of Iron book. Now, the question is what, Brooks? Good. What's the question I have to find the answer to in your blog?
One of my readers, bless his heart, has publicly described John Grimmick, the great champion from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, has publicly described John Grimmick as a monster. So the question is, who was that person who described John Grimmick as a monster? His name is in the blog.
And it's in a blog. To make it even simpler for you, the name of that blog entry is, Was John Grimmick a Monster?
That's a big clue.
Okay. So you go to that blog post, you find the name of the reader, you email the name of the reader. You can just put it in the subject line if you want. You don't have to just put in the subject line the name of the reader. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. And you will win if your name is selected from that list of people who emailed the correct answer. You will win the Legacy of Iron, Clouds of War, which just so happens to have a personally autographed picture of John Grimmick on the cover. By the way, what beautiful handwriting this guy had.
He had amazing handwriting. That cover photo was a photo that he gave to my good buddy Bill Hinburn, who let me use it for the cover photo. And it's a cover of Grimmick at the winning the 1940 Mr. America contest at Madison Square Garden. So he's right there in front of the audience, and it's a classic.
It is a great picture. And you know what's funny? He really does remind me a lot of Steve Reeves. His physique, I'm talking about. His symmetry, his balance, his shape. Do you think I'm off base on that?
Well, they were different structures and different sizes. But I think I see where you're going. You're talking about the
his face as well, mm-hmm. from the side, mm-hmm. a little bit reminds me of Steve. His coloring, you know, his skin color,
yeah.
his, you know, I mean, he just kind of reminds you. But you're an amazingly muscular guy for the 30s. That's just amazing to me.
He was at 5'8 and a half. He was head and shoulders above everybody else. Just head and shoulders above.
So. You know the task now. Go to brookskubik.com, read the blog post, Was John Grimmick a Monster? Find the name of the reader who suggested that John Grimmick was a monster. Send his name in an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. You will be entered to win this book. We will select one winner. I will announce it on a show next week. Who is going to receive Legacy of Iron, Clouds of War. Fantastic book.
That sounds good. And I'll tell you what, Carl, what I will do is I will add in there, because that's volume 2 in the series.
Okay.
I will add in volume 1.
Which is the original Legacy of Iron.
Legacy of Iron, yeah. So then they can read book number 1,
wow.
and then they can read book number 2, and they get a double bonus. All they have to do is find out, who was it who dared to say John Grimmick was a monster?
And we will ship the books. I will personally ship these books anywhere in the world. So I don't care where you are. We have listeners in Egypt. We have listeners in Africa. We have listeners all over the globe. If you are selected, we will ship it to you wherever you are.
There you go.
There you go. Great. Okay. Well, let's finish up the interview. So in summary, you've given a pretty good workout routine here. Did we cover Saturday's workout yet?
Yeah, we covered Saturday. Okay, that's the arm day, and then we covered Sunday.
There you go.
And we also talked about merging the two, so you make it a three-day-a-week workout.
Right.
The other thing you can do, and people have done it very successfully, is to make it a two-day-a-week workout, you know, where you do three exercises on Tuesday, three exercises on Friday or Saturday, and that's it. That's your whole workout. And it sounds like nothing at all. But it's really, really productive and really effective.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you, when you are really lifting heavy, you need more time to recover. I don't even care if you're a drug-using athlete. I really think that most drug-using athletes don't take enough time off to spark growth and recovery.
I would say that 99% of the people who train overtrain.
Yes.
I was talking recently to Clyde Emmerich. He's been the strength coach for the Chicago Bears professional football team for 41 years. Former U.S. senior national weightlifting champion, placed second in the world championships, world record holder. And here's what he said about training. Hit it hard, hit it fast, and get out of there.
Right.
You're only as good as your recovery.
That's right.
You're only as good as your recovery. That was the top of his brain when he wanted to say, what's the secret? That's what he said.
Right.
That's a man who for 41 years has been working with some of the best athletes on the face of the planet.
Yeah. And you know what? So what if it takes you longer to recover? Ultimately, the growth will occur. So if it takes one guy 2 days for the growth to occur and another guy's 4 days, the repair and the growth will occur. So what does it matter how long it takes? You find your magic sweet spot for recovery.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you know, what most people do is they never allow recovery. And so they never really grow. They're the guys who, you know, year after year after year, they're about the same. And you don't want to be one of those guys. You want to be someone who is noticeably improving from month to month. And you can get there with abbreviated training.
And you know something? You don't have to have a ironclad plan for recovery. I mean, it's great if you do. I'm going to have these days off every week. Sometimes you can just allow life to get in the way. Like, there's a lot of festivities going on in Louisville this week, Derby Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to train legs today, but I didn't sleep well last night, so I did not train legs today. I may not train legs until Saturday because I've got a lot going on this week related to Derby. So instead of beating myself up, I've trained very hard the past 6 weeks. I'm thinking, you know what? If I have to take from, you know, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, those 3 days, I'm not losing any ground. I'm just going to walk into the gym on Saturday and train legs with a huge amount of reserve.
Yeah, and you're probably going to have one of the best workouts you've had in a long time.
Yeah, so you can't beat yourself up. That's the other thing that guys do. We beat ourselves up. Oh, I got to get to the gym today. If I don't get to the gym today, I'm going to lose progress. Tomorrow's supposed to be my day off. No, switch it up. Fool the body. Switch it up.
It is better to be undertrained than to be overtrained.
That's worth the price of admission right there. It's better to be undertrained than overtrained. Brooks, we've come to the end of another wonderful interview. Are you doing anything for Derby, Brooks?
I'm going to be going to a friend's wedding.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be almost as much fun as the royal wedding, probably more.
There you go. And, you know, I've gotten so many emails from people thanking me for doing the gardening show. We have listeners all over the world who are now planting in boxes on their back patios, growing herbs for the first time in their lives, just because of the show that we did, that two-hour show we did with you and myself and Elisa on home gardening.
I've received emails to the same effect, and it is extremely gratifying and frankly surprising, but it's great. And the other thing, of course, is that their neighbors are going to see what they're doing, and their neighbors are going to think,
Just like the plants, the idea will cross-pollinate.
That's true.
There you go. There you go. All right, well, listen, go to brookscubic.com today. Check out the blog post. Was John Grimmick an animal? A monster, I'm sorry.
Monster.
We know he was an animal. Was he a monster? Find the name of the reader who suggests that he is. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you can win the first two volumes of The Legacy of Iron, which includes one that actually has John Grimmick's own signature on the cover of it. Don't miss that opportunity. Go to BrooksKubik, K-U-B-I-K.com today. Brooks, have a wonderful Derby, brother.
Do the same, Carl. Take care.
Talk to you soon. And I am off tomorrow and Friday for the Kentucky Derby Festival. We'll be rerunning some older shows, but don't miss them. These are going to be some shows that you probably never heard because they're back from 2005, 2006. And we'll see everybody Monday of next week with live episodes of Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.